they blowing you up. I'm like,
it's so funny because I posted a picture of I posted a picture of Bowie eating. She was doing something and I thought it was cute. And JoJo's like, wow, that bowl looks good.
So, I'm like, you must shop at the same place I got. Hey, get my bowl.
So I text JoJo on Snap and I go, hey, are these on sale here? I don't know. These the bowls?
They giving them away?
See, not JoJo compromised. I can't never have her over at the crib. That's one. What was the second thing?
Oh, well, this is more of like a question. Okay, so I was hanging out with my boy yesterday. And he had his, like, he was going through his old Facebook, whatever, and he turns to me, he goes, hey, this girl, she was fine as hell, right? And he shows me a photo, this girl he dated in high school. I'm like, I can't, that's a girl, that's a teenager. And he's like, yeah, but we were teens there. It's okay to talk about that. I go, no.
Wait.
As an adult, it's weird to be like,
hold on before you go, Shanti, and we'll let you go first. He's showing you a girl he knew
in high school.
And he was a high schooler, too.
Yes, but I wasn't. Like, I didn't know the
girl. Right.
But so to me, all that is, hey, do you think the 16-year-old girl could get it?
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm like, what? I'm like, we want to answer it.
Well, he's just going down memory lane.
Yeah, I don't need to be involved. What do you think?
Wait, so he was showing you a picture of how he looked at 16?
How a girl he
His
knew.
Girl.
Yeah,
His
they
girl.
Were, yeah. He
was
like
in the photo
16.
With her. And
she was 16 in the picture.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, well, that's kind of creepy.
That's weird.
But wait a minute. He knew her when he was 16, too.
But why doesn't he show a recent picture of her?
Because
she's probably ugly. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, she
probably imagine, yeah.
And he's fantasizing over the 16-year-old
He was looking at his high school yearbook.
He was reminiscing.
Yeah. He was looking at his high school yearbook.
Brother can't reminisce.
No, you don't have to bring me into it.
He can reminisce, but I understand your point of view, too. Yeah. It is kind of weird.
That's weird, because without context, you're basically asking me, do you think the 16-year-old girl is fine as hell? Yeah. She can get it?
Yes.
I'm not.
He would have shown a recent picture if that was the case.
He may not have any recent pictures. Yeah. You know, it might be, to me, I don't know that I'd see anything wrong with that.
Well, because you're a creep. That's why I asked the question.
I would.
Spike definitely would be.
She's hot.
Yeah.
Spike is very proud to say his next wife is not born yet.
My next girlfriend
is not born yet.
My next girlfriend ain't born yet.
Yeah.
Dang, so what age you gonna meet her?
Yeah, right. Oh, exactly.
In about 10 years, when she's born.
She gonna be 10 years old.
Ashanti, let me ask you this, because we've done not just this show but various shows have done stories on Anthony Kiedis, a singer of a rock band. He's 62. Or three, ooh, dating a 19-year-old Red Hot Chili Peppers guy.
Oh, okay.
Then Leonardo DiCaprio is 49, dating a 19-year-old. And then there's Mick Jagger. I think his girlfriend is ridiculously young, too.
Mm-hmm. And the coach for the Patriots.
Belichick. Oh, that's right. Belichick. How old is Belichick? See,
Belichick
out of all
late
of them.
50s?
He might be 67.
60s? Yeah, he ain't in his late 50s. No, he older than that. He had to be older than that.
She a teenager, too?
Yeah, well, she's 23, something like that.
Yes, his seems the most creepy, and I don't know why, but it does. How old is Bella?
She's 23. Carrie, guess how old he is?
67.
I don't know.
Older.
I'm good. She's 23. I think he's at least be 71.
71.
67.
72.
Dang. Yeah. Okay.
That's too old.
Okay. Well, let's. We rarely have a female voice on here, Ashanti. Do you see any problem with it? They're all consenting adults in every situation we gave you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so to the 23-year-old, I don't really see a problem. I mean, of course, she's young, but she's grown. But the 19-year-old and all of that, I just feel like that's pushing it, because at that point, it's kind of like grooming. But also, these girls nowadays, they have the mindset to where they're going to finesse older dudes and, you know,
that's what I
want to
know. What's that? What's that mindset?
So
you know,
like,
you hanging with some ratchet guy. I ain't saying
I'm
you
not
ratchet.
Hanging. I just go by what
ratchet,
I see.
But I'm saying you know ratchet.
I just go by what I see. So, like, I mean, I've also seen a tweet where it said if R. Kelly would have did it in these times, you know, the girls would have been going for it. So it's just like, no, I'm serious. I see the tweet.
They were kind of going for it in
there. They were.
That's why in jail.
They let him video it.
Yeah.
But no, they say that he wouldn't have gone to jail, you know, went through all of that. So, like, I don't know. I see, like, both sides, because a lot of times these girls really do be preferring the lifestyle over anything else.
Two questions. One, how old is, like, the difference between your man?
A year, but not even.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you think is the oldest you would date?
Yeah, what's your max?
Now, but be honest. Think about it. Now, take this into consideration. you get along. He makes you laugh. He's cool. He's not creepy and whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, well, I'm sure older guy. How old is the oldest guy that's pushed up on you?
I would say the oldest guy I've talked to was 40 years old.
40. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And if how old were you then?
I was like 25.
Okay. And did 24. You find, did you have an issue with that?
No, but I didn't tell nobody.
I got no issue with that either.
Yeah, really.
He didn't either.
That's a win-win.
No photos.
Yeah, right. So you did kick it with him for a minute.
Yeah, he was cool. He was cool. So that's why I'm like, I can understand, because maybe she do like him. Maybe she don't see age. You know?
Was he like 40 and looked like
30? He didn't look
30?
40. Yeah, he looked like he was a little bit younger. But you could tell he was older by his, by the way that he talked.
And, yeah,
carried himself.
What he do.
So what's your max now that you done been up there?
Yeah, it's true.
Probably. I mean.
You think you can get 67?
Well, now let's go up in increments. Let's not jump. That's too scary.
Yeah, that's scary. That is scary.
I mean, if you do 40, probably do 45.
I feel like 40 is kind of like.
Nah, you go
45. If he don't look the age, then it's like, okay, you know. But at that point, you know, they say once you get older, like, if you want to have a kid, it's like, okay, disability is coming to play. Yeah. All that extra stuff.
Was there any issue with the age difference as far as being relatable? I mean, were you guys got along, had conversation?
Yeah, we got along good. He was teaching me things. Like he, he was cool. He was really
new
cool.
New positions?
Yeah.
No, come on, dog.
No, please stop. No, but he was like
Marine. What did you mean? Because that's what I...
No, like he was in the Marines and he taught me how to hold a gun and like things like that. Okay. So it was kind of like, you know, he had cigars, teaching me cigars, like showing me the cigars, all the liquor.
You
know, he was making drinks and stuff like that. So it was like, you know, it was cool. It was a nice time.
So what if he was 50 and he looked like Idris Elba?
Yeah.
Or Maurice Chestnut.
Can he get it? He can get it.
Yeah, he can get it.
Okay, well, wait a minute. How old is he?
He's 51.
He's got to be 51.
He doesn't look 51, though.
Okay.
Okay, but you would.
And if he doesn't act like he's 51, then it's like, okay.
But if the guy looked like him, you would go to 51 at least. You would entertain.
So it's not the age.
Not seriously, though, because, I mean, like I said, he probably can't have kids and all that extra stuff.
No, wait, hold on. What do you mean?
Buy him.
You can, wait.
Why would I want to buy
him? Hold on. I had a kid at 55.
Oh, you did?
Yes. You can have. Yeah. How do you. What do you think a guy's ability to not have a kid?
No, I know y'all can have kids when y'all are older. It's just the fact that they say, like, disabilities and things come into play. So it's like you
what
know,
disability?
They say autism, maybe like, I don't know.
Oh,
but
you're talking about
the baby.
Genetics.
Yeah, the baby. Yeah.
I think they say that more with the mother than
no, they
the
say
father.
Older guys. But, you know, at
I
some
think
point,
both,
women can't
it
even
becomes
have periods.
A risk for sure. Yeah. But, you know, after a certain point,
women can't have periods after, so they can't even, you know.
Right. After menopause, the baby baby making is done.
Over.
Because, like, when we had the discussion, I'm in my 30s. I don't think I can go as low as 20. Like, I don't want to go that low. Because I feel like they're in a different part in their life.
20 is even pushing.
Well, first and foremost, I'm not going lower than the drinking age. Because now we have nothing to relate
point.
To.
That's right?
Yeah, if you can't.
What do you mean definitely? She's a little pervert. Trying to sneak back in here.
Maybe I bought a flask.
Yeah.
When you go to the bathroom and take a pull, I got you.
Yeah.
I'm going to bed you later on. Dave, go ahead.
Man, come on. If you're old enough to be my daughter, my granddaughter, we're not having this conversation.
You can't stop her.
No, dude, I'm 6 years old. My max is 10 down max. But if I have a daughter, she shows up with Bill Belichick.
Oh, I see what you said. Yeah, but listen.
No, you won't.
I hear
Bill Belichick pull up in a helicopter.
I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying, and I would be of the same mind, but you can't stop. You know children, if you have children. You can't stop them from if they're in love with somebody. They're not. You're just going to lose your daughter. Yeah. And then you won't be there to help her if you need her. You know what I'm saying? I get what you're saying.
Fine. But I can. Me and Bill can have a really nice conversation where he's going to walk in, but he's going to walk out in a wheelchair.
See, you saying that because Bill just give you a stack of money, you shut up.
No. I'm Hispanic, dude. I'm old school Hispanic. Yeah. That's
you buy some Hispanic
fit.
Stuff.
Yeah. So what?
Didn't they marry young?
What's the oldest?
Damn. Is that like your thing?
Yeah,
your thing.
Y'all so racist. I apologize, Dave. What is the? So you're saying you wouldn't want your daughter to date anyone above 10 years older than she?
Yeah, so I got a 30-year-old and her husband is 32.
Right.
And then I got a 26-year-old and her husband is 30. But you don't want to mess with that homeboy. He's a Navy SEAL, so you don't want to mess with him. But yeah, you show up with a 50-year-old? Nah. Homeboy, we're going fishing.
All right, thanks, Dave. Stay out of trouble.
You can't stop her.
Yeah, you can't.
Have your parents ever tried to stop you from doing something?
Well, I mean, I never told him that I was talking to a 40-year-old guy. Anyway.
Because you knew that there would be an issue.
I already knew. How did
you
meet him? My daddy would not play that.
Yeah, good question.
In Ybor.
Cotton Club.
Like, oh, just like, okay. Cotton Club.
That's when Spike beat all his girls at the Cotton Club.
My cousin didn't want me to get his number, though. Like,
Duke Ellington be up there playing. Might be up there, hey, mama.
He might learn something.
So Ybor.
Yeah, I was with my cousin and we was drinking and I was like, okay, he kind of cute. But
so
was
you
crazy.
Approached him?
No, it was this guy talking to my cousin and then I was by myself. So you know how it goes. Like his friends was like, okay, she by herself, so let's talk to her.
Right.
Yeah.
And then that's kind of how it happened.
Is your cousin your age?
My cousin, she's like a year older than me.
And like him and his friends approached you guys and said,
yeah.
Okay. And when did you find out the age? After you got the number?
I found out his age like at that night because he showed me his ID. And I was like, you're not 40. Like,
because
yeah.
You asked him how old he was.
Yeah, I did.
And was there an immediate connection? I mean, did you like, man?
I was drunk, so I guess.
That's a good answer. Yeah.
How long did y'all hang out?
For a couple months.
Okay. And what brought it to an end, if you don't mind me asking?
He died from stroke.
Oh, my God.
What did you say?
Did you say
he died?
He
died of a heart attack.
I hope he's okay now, but
he
no.
He got
like,
a grabber. A Geo special.
Hey, come pick me up from the home.
Yeah. What happened?
I didn't see anything.
Because you were thinking long term, smart. You're like, right. Yeah, like,
and you couldn't think. He could have kids. Right. Like, he cut it off. So it was like, I mean, ain't no point. But that was an excuse of me. To,
okay, but I mean, at 20 something, are you even, you're thinking no, that I wasn't, long? Yeah, no. You weren't ready for that anyway.
I wasn't.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ain't no point in me trying to be serious and have to act like I'm 40 years old. So.
Oh, did you have to act like you?
No, yeah. But I felt like if I would have been serious, then I would have had to act like I was 40 years old.
Would you go out to places with him?
No, we never went out.
Ooh.
He tried to go out. I didn't want to go out.
Because you thought people would look at you strange or that. Oh. Wow.
I was low-key ashamed.
I mean, is that a good thing, Dizzy, or a bad thing? You ain't spending no money.
Hey.
You know, and if you're at the crib, you know what you're doing.
Blowing that back up.
Oh, my God. How you know what he was doing? Maybe we was watching a movie.
Yeah, I was watching that.
You're watching this guy from his era.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
You're watching Sanford
and Son. Yeah. Shante, what about that guy that approached you?
See, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
He looks old.
That's the richest black man in the world. $11 billion.
About that money,
yeah. He can get me.
Oh, he can't fight.
$11 billion. Come on.
No, but I was gonna ask, and she already answered it. If like she hung out with him and his friends outside of that club, because that would be awkward. Because there's all older people, and you're in the generation. But
so you were
y'all kept at home.
You were self conscious out from the jump.
Yeah, and plus it was a situation. He had a, like, he didn't, let me not put it.
He was married.
Uh-oh.
No, this is what happened. No, this man was not married. He just had, like,
that's
a,
why y'all
okay, so
out.
He had two kids that he was taking care of, but it wasn't his biological kids, and then he had, like, a younger kid.
Wait.
Exactly. That, it wasn't there.
That
wasn't
his,
there.
That was his wife's kids.
Yeah, it was his wife's kids. But like he was treating them like they were his biological kids.
So
and
he did have a wife. You just said it was his wife's kids.
No, he was not married.
His ex-wife.
Since you want to be funny.
You better back up, Dizzy.
And they probably wasn't even married, but because she wasn't there, when, like she never. So
Dizzy, she say if you want to be funny.
I'm sorry, I thought we were on a funny show.
You know, a boyfriend on there, you're older.
Yeah, I didn't tell you to stay home with him. I'm just trying to figure out the story.
Man. So you just thought there would be too much drama.
It wasn't drama. I just didn't like that. You know, right. It was like character. You didn't take care of your own kids, but you're going to take care of somebody else's kids.
Cool. I get that. So, I wouldn't want to go no ready-made either. Ready-made family.
Was he cool with you saying, hey, I don't want to do this anymore? Or did he try and, you know, hey, come on, baby.
It got to a point. No, look, this is what happened. I stopped talking to him. And then
did you ghost him?
No, he texted me, and it was his mom's death anniversary, and like what? I didn't know it was a death anniversary, and I read the message like weeks after, and so I was like, oh my god!
Wait, so you messaged him and left?
No,
him?
I didn't message him at all. He was reaching out to me, but I was
ignoring.
Damn,
I'm dizzy.
You know what else caught that but me?
I mean,
did you catch that? That's why I looked, and I was like,
I thought it's what said, but I'm like, he wouldn't say that.
Yeah, I didn't think I wouldn't say that. And I was what? Like, ooh, ooh.
Yeah.
But no, I get that.
Maybe is it go wait? To call. Oh, go to call.
Yeah, let me go to call. Kevin, go ahead. Try not to use the F word like dizzy.
I promise I won't. First off, just wanted to call in and say love the show and happy birthday, Mo.
Thank you and thank you.
Yeah. The other, I was the caller called in actually during the last show and was just trying to explain that you guys are nice and approachable, and that's why it's very easy to call into the show. You guys are great for the work and and be able to call in.
Appreciate
but
that.
Anyway, the other reason I was calling was to find out it's Aaliyah, right? Is your co-host guest?
Dizzy, you
stand. No, it's not Aaliyah.
Thank
it's
you
a
for
Shanti.
Being listening.
It's Ashanti.
Ashanti. Yeah. All right. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
But sorry, I was curious because I called in before. And we had the conversation about the underscore in her Instagram.
Yeah,
is that underscore still there?
It is still there. It was triggering to Mo.
Yes, and it's now he brought it all back. Now, get rid of that underscore.
I got to get rid of it, but it is still there.
Yeah. Hey.
Okay, good to know.
Kevin, let me ask you something. Yep. What are you doing Sunday at 4 p.m.?
I'm trying to get my wife to come and see you, right? Because isn't that when your show is?
Yes.
We're trying to work out plans to see if we can do it.
Well, I have a pair of tickets, thank you, Breezy D, that I would give you, but it sounds like you're not sure that you can make the arrangements to get that.
I'll convince her. If it's free, I'll convince her. Heck yeah.
You'll come on out?
Absolutely.
Right. I don't want empty seats. So
don't approach me.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to put you on hold so Spike can get your information, and then I'll send you the seat numbers, okay?
Will do. Thanks, Mo. Happy birthday again.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate you. I will be right back. We're a little late. It's the Cat Named Mo Show with Spike Lamar.
It's a Cat Named Mo on 102.5 The Bone.